How are you, fellas?
It's him.
Do we proceed?
Yes.
He is still
only human.
Humans fight for survival and their freedom in a future world dominated by computers and machines in the sequel to the 1999 blockbuster hit The Matrix. The story concludes with a third film coming out in November. The biggest box office hit of the year so far, it's been dropping rapidly, and The Matrix Reloaded ends up in fifth place.
You know this is never about the gold.
Whatever helps you sleep, sweetheart.
Thieves deceive thieves to retrieve a huge haul of stolen gold in The Italian Job. The 1969 heist caper of the same name starred Michael Caine. This new one features Mark Wahlberg.
This certainly isn't a remake. I mean, this has the spirit of the original and the, obviously the title and, you know, the character name and the cars. But, you know, it's certainly its own movie. You know, it's a life of its own. But I think, you know, we did the original a lot of justice, but this movie far surpasses that.
It co-stars Edward Norton, Charlize Theron, and Donald Sutherland, and The Italian Job, the new version, is at number 4. Jim Carrey stars as a chronic complainer who gets God's attention in the comedy Bruce Almighty.
You've been doing a lot of complaining about me, Bruce. Quite frankly, I'm tired of it. In a way, I brought you here to offer you a job.
A job, what job?
My job. You think you can do it better, so here's your chance. When you leave this building, you will be endowed with all my powers.
And naturally, he learns there's more to running the universe than meets the eye, and that he should really appreciate and take care of what he has. Jennifer Aniston co-stars and says keeping up with Carrey's keen physical comedy is a challenge.
He's like, okay, have you ever done a wrestling flip? No. Do I look like somebody who would have done a wrestling flip? He goes, okay, well, it's going to be really odd. It's going to be hilarious. You're going to come out, and then I'm going to take you, and I'm going to put my hand here, and then I'm going to put my other hand through your leg, and then I'm just going to flip you over my head, and then you're going to land on the bed. Like, as though it's the easiest thing in the world to do. And you just... for some reason, you just say yes.
And Bruce Almighty slips to third place. Finding Nemo from Pixar Computer Animation Studio is a gentle and hilarious family comedy about a father clownfish searching for his lost son with the help of an ocean full of fellow sea creatures.
So, Mr. Turtle.
Oh, dear. Mr. Turtle is my father.
Name's Crush.
Crush? Really? Okay, Crush. Listen, I need to get to the East Australian Current, EAC.
Dude, you're riding it, dude. Check it out.
The English language version features Albert Brooks as the voice of the frantic fatherfish. Ellen DeGeneres plays his slightly mixed-up traveling companion, a blue tang named Dory. And Andrew Stanton, the film's director, does the voice of Crush, the sea turtle. Stanton says it was great fun coming up with the various undersea personalities.
I mean, to be honest, that's the part of me that feels like, oh, I'm 6 again, or I'm 10 again, and I'm just sitting around going, I wonder what, a seagull would be like. I wonder what, grew up in the ocean. Maybe I'm weird. I just thought of that stuff all the time. And so it seems like sort of a fun opportunity. You sit there and go, well, okay, here's my chance to personalize a sea turtle. What's it going to be?
Finding Nemo continues to break box office records. It had the best opening weekend ever for an animated feature, and now it's the fastest ever to surpass $100 million in ticket sales. Finding Nemo is in second place this week, bumped from the top by the debut of an action sequel set in the high-octane world of illegal street racing, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Let's see what this thing can do.
Woo! Show off!
Paul Walker plays the only character carried over from the 2001 original, The Fast and the Furious, and the action moves east from California to the sexy streets of Miami in this sequel directed by John Singleton.
One of the ways in which I approached the picture was to really highlight the machines and how cool they were, but actually highlight the people in the machines actually too. You don't go to the movies just to see the cars, you want to see cool people driving the cars.
Ready, ready, ready.
It also features rap music star turned actor Tyrese Gibson and hotter, faster cars than the first film. Too Fast, Too Furious roars to the top of the chart to open up as the new most popular movie at North American theaters. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.